Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Hannah Vanderveer, as she discusses businesses reopening and how the chamber is continuing to help businesses and deal with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Businesses are back open, a select amount of businesses recently by Governor Kim Reynolds, allowing hair salons and some other places to open up. It affects me especially, obviously, with my wife being, you know, a hairstylist. She went back to work, so I know there's more people out there getting back to work, trying to get back to that normal life, Hannah. But when it comes to that aspect of getting back to normal life, it's not really going to be normal, so we still need to remember, you know, the social distancing, and we still need to remember, you know, take in account the employees and the businesses that are opening and trying to stay safe.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's great that we're able to take a step forward in getting businesses open, but it's also important to remember that these folks who are owning the businesses, working there, are under immense pressure. Most of them haven't had income in a month or two, and they're kind of having to completely change how they do business to keep themselves safe and their customers safe. So the important thing is just to have patience, you know, communicate with those businesses, call them if you have questions beforehand, but just continue to support what they're doing. Our local businesses are the most important asset that we have right now. We can't travel a whole lot, so supporting those folks to make sure that they're still around to support us is important.
Now, I know throughout this whole pandemic and the situation here with the local businesses in Knoxville, so specifically, the Chamber has done a very good job of having updates on their website, showing what businesses are opening. I'm assuming that's going to continue, and that's a great place for people to go and find that information where businesses are opening and what kind of they're providing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's over 300 businesses in Knoxville. So keeping track of all of them is definitely a chore. So we're doing the best we can to keep our website up to date. We have some blog posts going out. Right now, we're really focusing on those businesses that are reopening in terms of letting customers inside. So if you're looking for that information, you can check out our website, KnoxvilleIAChamber.com. But we will continue to update that as we are made aware of the information.
Now, when it comes to these businesses, I also know a lot of them have been teaming up and helping out with other businesses. For example, we've had Weiler making masks to help out with the hospital. We've had little things like that. Now, you have Raymakers, who has kind of made this program for businesses to help Raymakers and also help these local businesses raise money, obviously, with revenues being down right now throughout the country. It's very important to see that. So how great was it from a Chamber's perspective to see other businesses working, collaborating together, and helping out other businesses when it comes to, you know, raising money and helping to keep these businesses going in this very tough time?
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about Knoxville and being a smaller community. Raymakers, you know, among many other businesses, have gone above and beyond, and they've really gotten creative. And right now, in the situation that we're in, getting creative is really what we need to do. But Becky Raymaker reached out to us with this awesome idea that she had to kind of do a t-shirt fundraiser for different businesses. So all we had to do was really facilitate some communication between them and our local businesses. And local businesses were able to find a quote or a funny saying that they felt related to their business, send it to Raymakers with a logo, and Raymakers put together an online store with all of these different shirts from businesses that customers and residents can go on there and purchase. And for every shirt that's purchased, $9 goes straight back to that local business or organization. So, you know, it's a marketing thing for them getting, you know, t-shirts out there with their logo on it. But then they're also making some money in the process.
Now, when it comes to all this information, obviously, with the businesses opening up and the businesses working together like the Raymakers, if people have questions, they can go to your website, but can they still give you guys a call?
Yep, absolutely. We're here. We answer phones during our normal office hours, which are 8:30 to noon, Monday through Friday. So they can definitely give us a call. If you can't reach us, leave us a message and we'll give you a call back as soon as we can. Email is a great way to get a hold of us, but we're here for the business community and for the residents of Knoxville. So reach out if you have anything you need from us.
Now, is there anything else the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce wants to get out and let the residents know here in Knoxville?
Yeah, specifically for our business owners and managers, we do have a private Facebook group for them. So if they just search Knoxville, Iowa business owners and managers, they can ask to join that group. And that can be any members or non-members in the Knoxville, Iowa area. It's just a really great way for us to constantly update our members without trying to be overwhelming and sending a million emails out to them. So if they search that Ask to Join, we're happy to add them to it. There's some great conversations, you know, peer-to-peer between owners and managers, and then just some information coming from us. So we recommend that if they are a Facebook user to search that group and Ask to Join.
Thanks to Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Director Hannah Vanderveer for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.